Welcome to the last edition of Film Room Friday. In this past week's game against the Indianapolis Colts, Robert Mathis had a tremendous game. A pair of sacks ended up giving him the lead in the National Football League in sacks, but he's so much more than that and would be the ultimate type of player for the Jaguars to have as the Leo position. Let's take a look at some of the plays. Lined up as the left defensive end, and the Jaguars are going silent count because of the noise, and he gets a great get-off, beating Austin Pasdor around the edge, and the typical tomahawk chop. He goes for the ball. Chad Henne hangs on to it. Great speed, great get-off, and an even better motor. Now he's lined up on the other side against Cam Bradfield, and Cam Bradfield is worried about the speed, and anytime you have a player worried about speed, the spin is a great compliment, and Jock McClendon a little late getting there to help the inside of Cam Bradfield. Mathis, sack number two. But he's more than just a pass rusher. He's an outside linebacker, Leo, whatever you want to call him. And on this play, he sees the block of Mercedes Lewis coming. He avoids it and makes the tackle on Maurice. He plays every down like it's a pass rush. This is the quarterback sneak that Chad Henne had. Now, there's nothing fantastic that Mathis does, but look at the effort and look at his awareness. He knows that Henne is a quarterback and not a ball carrier, and he's going right for the ball. That is so smart by Robert Mathis and shows that he has great awareness and an undying will. This is a second and 20. Most pass rushers would be all about getting after the quarterback, but watch what Mathis does. He's got the awareness to think in his mind it could be a screen, and he's watching Maurice the entire way, peels off of his pass rush, the bull rush on Cam Bradfield, and breaks up the screen because he is more than just a pass rusher. And Robert Mathis is a fantastic player. He's up in age, but he seems to just get better and better. And one player for the Jaguars that got better all year long in that Leo position that we're talking about, Mathis would be perfect in, defensive end slash Leo, Andre Branch. And Andre ends up coming in on a stunt here underneath of Tyson Alualu and making contact with Donald Brown. And it absolutely blows up the screen. Now, I don't know if Andre had that awareness or not, where he just took away the screen with that collision, but a great effort by Andre Branch, and Andre Branch showed great effort throughout the second half of the season, bar none. And part of showing great effort is an undying will, like I talked about with Robert Mathis. And you can see Andre Branch here showing great effort and getting the ball knocked down, the intended ball for tight end Kobe Fleener, negating the play. Nice job by Andre Branch having awareness there. And a great season. Six sacks he improved this year. Well, and we say goodbye to Brad Meester, and this was his last play as an NFL player, and maybe fitting that it was a touchdown. Brad Meester gets the block up in the middle, and I know that this is kind of garbage time for the Jaguars here, but it's a touchdown to Kerry Taylor, and that's the last play for Brad Meester.